Liza Drusillo. Stay tuned because Press Row continues now on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. Cooler weather is here. Get your system operating at maximum efficiency with a preventative maintenance tune-up from American Air HVAC. Call American Air HVAC today to schedule at 423-238-6848. The fine folks at American Air HVAC. All right, it is a pleasure to welcome back in on the Hardee's Hotline, Wes Rucker, who does such a great job covering Tennessee for 247sports.com, a TFP for lifer, as he hung up last time. Loved it. Wes, how are you? You doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing all right today, guys. It's been kind of an interesting day, a couple days up here. But first thing I want to say is, obviously, with all the fires in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge and Sevier County, a lot of the guys coming up to help have been people from down there in the Chattanooga area and up there in Cleveland, Bradley County. They've done a great job coming up there and helping, and we've needed it up here. So thank you to all those guys.
And that was a wild story to follow because it's raining here, but it hadn't gotten to you guys yet. And, I mean, that was just a crazy night to follow all that stuff. You did a great job on Twitter tweeting out some of those images that you were getting. All right, if you go back to Saturday night, what was your take on the – quicker than normal, shorter than normal Butch Jones press conference? How mad, or was the media pack angry after what transpired Saturday night after the game?
I mean, I think some people might have been angry, but, you know, it's kind of no sweat off my back. You know, if they want to handle themselves that way, that's their prerogative, I guess. It's not the move I would have made, but, you know, it's not the first time that Butch has been kind of curt in the event of a loss. You know, sometimes, like Ole Miss a couple years ago, it took him like an hour to come out. But he was down there pretty much right after the game Saturday. Most of us hadn't made it down there. So it was interesting, but we've seen stuff like that before.
All right, let me ask you this, because we kind of talked about this the last couple of days. If Butch Jones goes 8-4 for a third consecutive year, what would you think this time next year? What are we talking about?
I guess it would kind of depend on, you know, how those games went, what those losses were. And I think a lot of it, candidly, will depend on who the athletic director is and what that person wants to do. That's kind of the one variable that I think people are forgetting a little bit, is that Tennessee just hired a new chancellor, by the way, from Cincinnati, ironically. And there's still no athletic director that's been named yet. I mean, there's a lot of talk about Blackburn. There's talk about other people that are current ADs at pretty big places, pretty big schools. So I think until that kind of gets in place, it's hard to say what they're going to do. But will people around here be affectionate toward Butch Jones if there's another 8-4 year next year? No, I wouldn't suspect so.
All right, what is your take on this defense? They've had injuries all year, but why did it, I mean, these last three games especially, did just everything fall off the table?
I've always been kind of a big believer that Leopards don't change their spots, and I don't think Bob Shoup has gone from being one of the best defensive minds in football. And before this season, one NFL guy told me flat out that he thought Shoup was one of the best defensive coaches in the game at any level. I don't think you go from that kind of reputation to being a full-fledged moron in 1 year. I don't buy that. What I do think is that injuries certainly were a factor. And it's just some key guys they just couldn't afford to lose. But they don't want to use that as an excuse, but a factor that was important. And the other thing, I think, if there is a mistake made in there, I wonder about bringing in Bob Shoup and not letting him coach with guys he'd coached with before. It's really weird that you see a coordinator come into place and not bring any of his own guys with him, not even one. He'd never coached with these guys. And his best position, you know, which is kind of the DBs, the safeties, that's also Willie Martinez's specialty. So, you know, it was kind of an odd fit in many ways, a bit of a shotgun wedding, and I don't think that and the injuries worked out too well for them.
You're listening to Wes Rucker, who does a great job covering Tennessee for 24/7 Sports. You're listening to him here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Wes, I normally would ask you to put this into a fill-in-the-blank, but I know you too well, and one word does not work. What is the epitaph sentence of the 2016 Tennessee Vols football team?
Frustrating, probably. I think that's probably the word of but probably frustrating, you know, for this team. Won one big game. It never played for more than about two quarters of any game. And it couldn't start very well most of the year. And then it started starting well late in the year and then would just kind of finish poorly again. You know, it's a team that, you know, was a couple of plays away from being right there in the, you know, the college football playoff picture. But it was also a team that was a couple of breaks from being maybe 500. And it was a team that I think for the first time since Butch Jones has been in Tennessee, I think this is the first time that the sum was less than the parts. And I think that's the part, if you're a Tennessee fan, that you can be frustrated at, that this team did not have the discipline it had the past few years. It did not have, in some ways, some of the, I don't want to say unity, but it didn't have the discipline and the focus that those teams had the past few years. And I think that was the frustrating part, because it was a lot of the same faces.
Do you expect this team to be better next year?
No, I think they're going to be right around here again. Because I think, and I've tried to say this for 2 years now, I don't think people have any idea how much they're going to miss Josh Dobbs. I really don't. He has played football, the quarterback position, about as well as you can play it the past month. You know, he had that fumble against Vandy, but, guys, he was, I think, 31 of 34 for 320 and averaged about 10, 12 yards a carry again. He's been a freak lately, and he's covered up so many holes for them. And they're not going to have Kamara. They're not going to have a couple of the defenders that they had this year. You know, we'll see what happens with Josh Malone, but I think they're going to be talented. I don't think they're going to be bad. I just think they're going to be right around here again.
And you mentioned his name. I'm curious about this. It's one of the things, and it's non-football related. If I gave you David Blackburn, is he the front runner for the Tennessee athletic director's job, or is he more of the popular linked choice, especially around these parts?
Well, for anyone who remembers the good old MySpace days before Facebook, it's complicated, I think, would probably be the right answer there, because there's probably more than 50% of the people whose input really matters. I think more than half of them want Blackburn, and he's their top guy. I also think there's a couple of guys in the department, you know, whether it's just some boosters, an employee here or there, there are a couple of prominent faces who I don't think Blackburn's the guy they want. So I think he's would be the guy who appeased most of the people. But there's a couple of power players who I think would rather go get a bigger name. So that's kind of where it is right now. And now that they got the chancellor hired, they can kind of start moving a little faster on this. But I think if I had to guess, I'd still say Blackburn's the leader. But there's a couple people who are going to have to be persuaded there.
You're listening to Wes Rucker, who covers Tennessee for 247sports.com here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. All right, Wes, is it going to be the Music City Bowl, the Belk Bowl, or somewhere else?
I just don't want to go to Jacksonville again. I'm hoping for Charlotte, but I think those are the two most likely ones, are either Jacksonville or Charlotte. So I think that the absolute lowest that they would go, they would never go past the Music City Bowl. That's kind of like Florida's Outback Bowl. They don't really go below there. If they're available there, that bowl's going to want them because they pack that stadium no matter what, basically. So I think if I had to guess, it's probably a coin flip between Jacksonville and Charlotte. And I think maybe some of the things that happen on Saturday down in the Dome, depending on how ugly that game gets, might shape some things.
All right, Wes, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row. You do a great job for 24/7 Sports, and we always appreciate it when you join us down here in Nuga.
No problem, guys. TFP for life. And again, thank you to everyone in the Chattanooga tri-state area there who's been helping us up here in the eastern kind of part of Knoxville up in the mountains, because we've needed y'all. So thank you.
Thank you, Wes. All right, Wes Rucker of 24/7 Sports joining us as always to talk Tennessee football. 648-1051. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.